Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Back by popular demand, the Sherem at South Point presents Human Nature. Back to the sound of Motown. May 11th to the 14th. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone 702-797-8055. An amazing evening. And tickets are going fast, so get yours now. Human Nature at the South Point.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Legislatures all across the country are after our guns. Here in the state of Nevada, it's probably worse than ever because they do have a majority in the state Senate and the state assembly. One organization that is fighting back against this is Gun Owners of America. The Florida State Director, Luis Valdez, will join us in just a couple minutes. And one thing I want to get down to is this whole notion that if we eliminate, let's say, AR-15s, that suddenly our mass shootings will go away. The fact is, it's not going to happen. It is the most popular weapon that is out there, and thousands, tens of thousands, maybe millions of people have an AR-15. You're not going to get them off the street. You might prohibit their sale, but a lot of people are still going to have them. And believe it or not, bad guys will always find weapons. They always have. They always will. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us, that's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. New York Congressman George Santos has been charged in a web of fraud, including stealing from his campaign to buy designer clothes.
Santos faces charges of wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and making false statements to Congress. An indictment states he stole from his campaign and took undeserved unemployment benefits. The Republican House already took away his committee assignments. Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
There is a legal process. The charges just came out. We just saw some of them this morning. And so in America, there's a presumption of innocence, but they're serious charges. He's going to have to go through the legal process.
But Democratic Representative Ted Lieu says the House can do more if the GOP wants to.
The House is not a criminal court of law. The House has its own rules. The House can choose to expel a member.
Julie Walker, New York.
The House Congressional Oversight Committee says it's making progress in their investigations into the Biden family's financial dealings. Committee Chairman James Comer says his panel is conducting a thorough investigation.
This committee has a duty to ask questions and pursue the facts, no matter where they take us. Through the committee's investigation, we intend to provide transparency to the American people and reach legislative solutions.
Comer says the panel has recently uncovered thousands of pages of recently obtained financial records that include more than 150 suspicious activity reports connected to the president's son Hunter Biden and brother James Biden, as well as a growing number of associates who allegedly received millions of dollars in payments from foreign entities in China and Romania. The White House on Wednesday dismissed the whole investigation as yet another political stunt. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 30 points, but the Nasdaq rose 126, the S&P advanced 18, oil down to $72.56 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Las Vegas Grand Prix will have the distinction of being the first walkable race on the Formula One schedule. Fans buying tickets to the November 18th race will have access to various zones, giving them freedom to move around. Local tourism officials say the race's walkability is something that cannot be done anywhere else, giving race fans the ability to wander around the resort corridor. The race will include 8 spectator zones, each featuring different options depending on your ticket price. NV Energy says it plans to reduce its rates this summer. Company officials say the proposed rate reductions will vary between 5 and 14% and would start July 1st. The rate change would be effective for July, August, and September. The rate reduction would be the first time in a year that NV Energy has not raised its rates. The Oakland A's have moved their Las Vegas stadium plans, entering an agreement to build their $1.5 billion ballpark where the Tropicana Las Vegas now stands. The plan agreed to with the Bally's Corporation, the owner of the Tropicana, calls for the well-known hotel casino to be demolished and then make way for a 30,000-seat stadium on 9 of those 35 acres.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, that construction on Interstate 15 is where we see the heaviest flows right now because they're building stadiums around the Tropicana exit ramp. That's closed on the southbound side. On the northbound side, Frank Sinatra Drive is closed as well, the ramp.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's a part of just about every speech Joe Biden gives, and that is his call for an assault weapons ban in our country, including now, apparently now they're trying to include AR-15s in this and defining that. The problem is nobody can agree on what is an assault weapon and not. There are some states that have enacted such laws. How has it gone? Tell you what, let's do the check-in with Luis Valdez. He is the Florida State Director for Gun Owners of America. Gunowners.org is the website. First of all, Lewis, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. How has this call for an assault weapons ban been received around the country?
Let's see. We can just look at the buying records and purchasing records, and the American people have spoken very loudly with their wallets. They're telling the Biden administration to go fly a kite. They are not going to be disarmed.
What do those numbers show? Has it been an increase in sales?
It has been a dramatic increase in sales. Whenever the government tells the American people that they can't exercise their God-given inalienable rights, the American people basically look at said government and say, oh, yeah? Well, make us. Stop us. Try it. And the the sales have been through the roof. I mean, you know, with the economy, with the inflation, with everything that would be economically going against people spending their hard-earned dollars on firearms, they're doing exactly that. They are arming up, and they are exercising their Second Amendment rights in the best way that they know how to. They are not going to be disarmed, no matter what the bureaucratic despots in D.C. say.
Lewis, let me ask you, it's one thing for politicians to get up and flap their jaws and talk about assault weapons bans. The problem for me has always been I can't find two Democrats that agree on what an assault weapon is, the definition of an assault weapon. Is that a problem for the other side?
Well, it's a problem for the Democrats because all it is it's them showing their true colors, and their true colors is they want to disarm the American people. The fact that they, gun grabbers, cannot even agree on a made-up political term to justify their actions just shows their true actions, and their true actions are simple. They want to disarm the American people. Back in the 1970s and 80s, they wanted to go after handguns. Then starting in the 90s and the 2000s, they've been going after long guns. But the end result is the same. They want to disarm us. They want to disarm the law-abiding people. They want to disarm us of having the ability to viably defend ourselves from criminal thugs. And those criminal thugs are both the predators on the streets that rob us with brute force and the predators in the halls of government that rob us at gunpoint with the cover of government.
Lewis Valdez is the Florida State Director for Gun Owners of America. What is Ron DeSantis and the legislature there in Florida, what have they done on guns, and in particular an assault weapons ban?
Well, the legislature is more hit or miss. Our Senate president, a Republican, mind you, Kathleen Pastemo, back in 2019, she spoke as a guest speaker for Democrats at one of their events and said, we would have gotten an assault weapons ban passed if it wasn't for those dirty gun owners up in the panhandle, meaning that she would have gotten an assault weapons ban done with the Parkland gun control bill that Republicans passed in 2018. But since then, nothing has absolutely happened. In fact, we have gotten a permitless concealed carry bill passed in Florida. It goes into effect July 1st. Which means that no one in the state of Florida no longer needs a government-issued permission slip to exercise their rights to carry a firearm on their person for self-defense. And the best part about it is everyone visiting Florida has the same rights to carry a firearm. So that means anyone from Vegas coming to Florida, you don't need a Florida permit to carry. Heck, you don't even need a Nevada permit to carry. As long as you're legally able to own a firearm starting July 1st and you visit Florida, by God, you could carry in Florida.
I think that's great. That is the free state of Florida. I absolutely love it. What are the courts saying about these assault weapons bans?
Well, the Bruin decision made it plain as day. Text, history, and tradition. The courts can no longer use these two-step processes of trying to balance out public safety versus an individual's private rights. Text, history, and tradition. If there was no text, no history and tradition of gun control in 1791 when the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was ratified, then guess what? It doesn't fly today. And we already saw that in Illinois. You had one judge in Illinois rule under text, history, and tradition and vehemently say that the Illinois assault weapons ban is unconstitutional. Then you had another judge in Illinois use the older two-step process and say, oh, no, we're reinstating the Illinois assault weapons ban. But in the end, it's going to go up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court is going to smack that federal judge and say, didn't you read our opinion already? It's plain as day. You cannot ban firearms. You cannot enact gun control laws that do not coincide with what existed at the time of the founding of this nation, no more, no less.
Lewis, let me just ask you, as far as guns are concerned, this is an issue that I think crosses all the political lines, because there are a lot of Democrats who have gun racks on their SUV, and they shoot, they use weapons. Who is standing in the way of killing off all of these assault weapons bans and registration and things like that? Who is it that's standing in the way?
Well, in my state's case, a lot of it actually is Republicans. But in other states' cases, it's Democrats. The end is, it's government authoritarian thugs. It doesn't matter if they have an R next to the name or a D next to their name. What matters is the simple fact that these are people that think government grants you privileges, not that you're born with rights. And we in GOA, we've had to fight these types of people all across the country, on all levels, local, county, state, and federal. But that's what it is. You have authoritarians versus liberty-minded Americans. And we see it every day, not just with firearms. We see it with taxation. We see it with business regulation. We see it with schools. We see it with exercising of religion. It's authoritarianism versus liberty.
Lewis, you're the Florida State Director, and I know that you've got a lot of folks there that care deeply about these issues. For folks here in Nevada, where can we go? How do we get a read on what's going on here in our state of Nevada? Do you have any information on that, on how people can become a part of Gun Owners of America?
Very simple. It's just $25 a year, and I can tell you this as a husband and a father, I spend more than $25 going to a Burger King drive-thru. So your listeners could easily spend $25 for a year membership with GOA, and that gets you on our email distribution list. That gets you up-to-the-date news. And it's as simple as going to gunowners.org/join. It's just $25 a year. And Nevada, I believe, is covered by one of our regional directors, so he covers a couple of states out there. Nevada, New Mexico, and I think he also bounces up into Colorado and a couple of other states. But we have some great talented people working on the local, the state, and the federal level. But we have constant information being posted on our national page, gunowners.org. Whether it's state or federal, it's going to be there.
Lewis, thank you for all you do to preserve our Second Amendment right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us, and I know we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks for what you do, brother, and keep being that shining beacon of liberty in these dark and troubled times.
We will. We will. Lewis Valdez, the Florida State Director for Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Stick around. More to do as we continue a busy, busy Wednesday, a breaking news kind of Wednesday as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your Assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, located at 5050 West Sahara, is offering April specials, including new 2022 Dodge Challenger SXT all-wheel drive. Save $10,120 off MSRP. Also, new 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic Cab rear-wheel drive. Save $10,580 off MSRP models. Want more? Get $5,000 over Kelley Blue Book on trade-ins on new 2022 models. Additionally, buy three tires and get the fourth for a dollar. Want more? Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, right on the price, right on the corner of Sahara at 5050 West Sahara.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Karine Jean-Pierre is the president's press secretary. And I don't know if you caught this last night, but Ted Cruz was on Newsmax. Going right after Karine Jean-Pierre because, and this is a pretty good reason, as a sitting member of the United States Senate, that the press secretary is essentially lying to America. This is cut number two, Ted Cruz last night on Newsmax. Here it is.
Karine Jean-Pierre said, oh, those walls that Trump built, you know, the wind could blow them over. Take a listen.
Instead of providing the needed resources for more border security technology and asylum officers and judges, it would waste taxpayer dollars on an ineffective wall, again, an ineffective wall that can't even withstand heavy winds, let alone sophisticated criminal smuggling networks.
So, Senator, a couple years ago, I visited you at the border. I was down at the border. I visited you. We did an interview. We're going to roll a little video of myself at the border. Let me tell you something about that wall behind me. It's galvanized steel steeped in concrete 10, 12 feet down into the ground. What the hell is KJP talking about that won't stand up to wind?
She's a professional liar. Sadly, her performance now, she daily engages in brazen lies. She said last week that under Joe Biden, illegal immigration has decreased 90%. Like that's just insane. It's not kind of sort of true. It's not a spin. It's just a flat out lie. She says people are not just walking across the border. Look, in this interview, you've shown footage of people walking across the border, and she lies day after day after day. Look, I'm going to do something that I bet has never happened before on Newsmax. I'm going to quote from CNN last week, quote, It is difficult to describe with words the magnitude of the number of individuals